Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of, and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We always start the program with somebody from Kirtland. Today, we're blessed to have two different presentations, but first up is Heather Apple, who's the Foundation Director at Kirtland Community College. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, and thanks for having me again.
Well, you know, the door is always open with for Kirtland. You host the program.
Right. Yeah. So today I'm going to talk about scholarships are open. Surprise, surprise, we're talking about scholarships, but very exciting. I know we're trying to get spring to happen here, but we at the foundation are already thinking fall semester. So those scholarships opened on Monday, the 20th of March.
Right.
Students can apply through the end of May, so the 29th of May. All you apply once, and the computer files you into what you qualify for, and then in June we'll let you know if you get a scholarship. Over 50 available.
50, running the gab from just about every program that's offered at Kirtland.
Exactly, exactly. So we have a couple new ones for the fall semester, too.
Okay.
And I actually brought a friend with me today of one of those new endowments for the Bethany Ann Hubbard Scholarship.
Just before we get into that, Heather, there is a spring term.
Yes.
I know it's limited. It's not the full gamut of the programs.
Right.
But talk just for a minute about that. How there's got to be some scholarships available for spring term.
There are not.
There
actually.
Are not.
No,
okay.
We just do them for the winter semester and the fall semester.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. So I don't
I thought I knew everything about Kirtland. I'm surprised.
You know, and I haven't, I'm fairly still new, so I haven't really explored why we don't do them for spring. So that's a good question. It's something on my mind, but I think it's because it's such a limited amount of students, and the awarding of the scholarship is kind of a lengthy process, so it's probably a time management.
There's
thing.
Still state money involved in a lot of veterans' monies.
Yes.
The truck driving school is just about paid for it when you enter it, so there's still a lot of dollars if you're thinking about spring.
Right, absolutely, yes.
But anyways, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No,
you brought...
I brought David Hubbard with me today to talk about this wonderful new scholarship, so I'll turn it over to him.
Yeah. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. First of all, thanks for having me this
morning. Well, no, thanks for coming.
Really appreciate it.
We were talking in the green room, and I love your story. It mirrors something very similar that my mother-in-law did.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story. Of course, my dad was medically retired fairly early in life.
Uh-huh.
Mom had showed an interest in medical things kind of prior to that.
Yep.
Working at doctor's offices. But she put the family on her back, and she began answering. We moved to Grayling in 1990. She began answering phones at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
At the hospital, and she became an LPN, an RN, and eventually got into hospital administration. But her big thing that she was so proud of is she did some teaching at Kirtland. Then she became the director of nursing at Kirtland Community College.
Yeah, that's very intense. Your mom was
Bethany Ann Hubbard.
Yeah, who many, many, many people know. In fact, you were telling me about that. Unfortunately, she just recently passed. And
she did. And one of the most profound things that kind of happened to us and our family over the last year, as you can imagine, we spent quite a bit of time in the hospitals, and lots of nurses would approach me and say, David, I just want you to know, I wouldn't be a nurse if it wasn't for your mom. And they'd go on to tell me, how mom maybe recognized something in them that they did not recognize in themselves, or there were times when she just helped keep her foot on their gas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And help
give
them
encouragement when they're lagging through their studies, because, it's not easy. It's a very rewarding life, really.
Oh.
Nursing becomes your life.
Absolutely. And mom was a massive advocate for patient rights and really felt like nurses were the vanguard for making sure that people had good experiences in the medical setting. So, when mom passed, we just, as a family, could not figure out any other way better than to honor her legacy by creating the Bethany Ann Hubbard Memorial Scholarship.
Yeah, which will live forever, especially, Heather's come in and told the stories and had graduates of the program come through and talk about how they would never have become a nurse without Kirtland and without the financial assistance from a lot of different scholarships. There's plenty of scholarships like that. Yeah, Dave, go ahead. I one thing that's I wanted to point out to people, like we said, nursing is a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's not a job. And a lot of people don't know this until they spend significant time in the hospital. You know, it's one thing to go and have some tests and the nurse is there and, you know, she draws your blood and looks at your, you know.
You're absolutely right. But when you spend days.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And it really is in those moments when, and, you know, and I had a 10-day stint in the hospital.
Right.
They make a profound difference.
Oh, yeah.
To you mentally, that, you know, and just how you feel as a human being, you know, daily. And I mean,
they're the caregiver. You know, I'm not
absolutely
giving any knock at all to doctors, you know, but the doctors come in and, you know, read all the stuff that the nurses said,
right,
you know, do a little investigation, and then and they leave. And it's the nurses that really are caring for you.
That's exactly right. I think there's a profound difference in what their roles are.
Absolutely.
And you know, absolutely, nurses, you know, they are going to get in there and do the things that, you know, it would make a lot of us uncomfortable.
The dirty work.
The dirty work, exactly. And so, you know, and that's, you know, like I said, that's why we're so proud of the Life Mom Lab.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what drove us to create the scholarship. And we really do hope that in perpetuity, you know, that nurses, you know, get a little extra money to help them, you know, get through school. And we're really looking forward. I know that this is going to be the first time that we're going to have an opportunity to, as a family, to take a look at the applicants.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and pick somebody. We're really proud of that.
Yeah. No, it's a super program.
It is.
And, you know, there can't be enough of these scholarships, because no matter how many people are going through the program, I want to say young ladies, but there's a lot of male nurses now running through the program. We need all that we can get.
We do, yes. Very exciting to see. Very exciting to see everyone who wants to go into the nursing program and to have the support from families like David's to help these students to make their dreams come true, and, you know, our community is better too.
And as we mentioned, not only David and his family scholarship, I can think of right off the top of my head three other family scholarships that are based on similar stories, and we've actually had those recipients come in, and they're just so thrilled.
They are.
And the ultimate hope is that we graduate a whole bunch more Bethany Hubbards.
Absolutely. And the last thing I do want to say, having, you know, as you can imagine, I'm just a normal person off the street. Working with the foundation was very, very easy. I just want to say how, you know, as a first time, as you can imagine, you know, I never set off.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're doing.
Right,
yeah.
You know, exactly, you know, and so the foundation was absolutely lovely to work with, and I do highly, if you're interested in a good, you know, charitable donation, I highly
we
recommend
do it.
That you would do.
Blarney Stone Broadcasting has one, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's always nice to hear.
Yeah. But as a, you know, new director.
I know.
Yeah, I'm good. I didn't tick this guy off.
Right. Try to make it easy.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else you wanted to touch on?
This was just a great story, and I love hearing these stories and knowing the impact.
Are they in finals now? What's going on at the school?
Getting ready for spring break, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's still a little bit more education, educating left.
Yeah.
Okay.
May 5th is graduation, so finals are about a month away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Heather Abbolt, David Hubbard, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room usually come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. As I mentioned earlier, we have two segments from Kirtland Community College. Joining us now live in studio is Chris Perriott, who is with the Kirtland Community College Police Academy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, before we get into the torch run, which is your primary focus here, a new law or some, funding, I don't know how to put it, but they're going to have a lot more security in schools. I don't know if you saw this or not, due to the shooting in Oxford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I know I always ask you some of these questions. Mm-hmm. we know how secure the campus is at Kirtland Community College, but do you have any thoughts on, you know, armed police officers in schools?
I think SROs, the SRO program is a good program. I think it helps in a couple of different ways. It provides security for the school, but it also, I think, shows the students, you know, the better side of law enforcement. You know, they get to that one-on-one interaction.
Yeah.
So the students really get to see that, you know, the defund the police program is just a bunch of garbage, you know. So, I think they should. I think that, but they should have the right person for the job. You know, I think for a long time in law enforcement, SROs were basically a retirement gig.
Right.
You know? And I think we saw that with many of the incidents we've had in this country where you need the right person that needs to be properly trained with the proper equipment.
Yeah.
And you've seen many communities that have done that.
Yeah. So you got the big torch run, the 5K for Special Olympics. That's what, next Saturday, right?
April 18th.
April 18th. Okay, yep. So we got a couple weeks away.
We do.
How's registration going?
Good. We surpassed our goal, our money goal, so we're good.
Awesome.
Yep.
We're not good.
Well, no,
we want to keep going.
We got to keep going. I agree. We got to keep going. So I was very excited.
Don't
that
say
we
good.
Hit it. Yeah. No, we're good. Keep sending the money in. Keep sending it in.
Get more runners.
Yeah, we need people to show up. You know, with the prize that your folks are giving away. You know, we want people to show up, you know, come on in and win that prize. So
yeah, we're giving away golf and an overnight stay, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. So
Shanty Creek is lovely.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and the golf courses are fabulous, and the accommodations are nice.
That's it.
I mean, it's like a $500, $600 package.
It is.
So, and is that what we're giving that away randomly to anyone who runs? It's not like the person that wins the race.
Correct. It's someone that you have to participate and be there and run. You just can't show up and stand around.
But you don't have to win.
No. This is not. We're not racing. We're just out there running.
We're 5K-ing.
That's
it.
That's it.
5Ks are fascinating to me because you do have some guys and gals that are like, I'm, you know, and they're done in 20 minutes.
Yep. They're moving. They're moving. Yep.
And then, but if you're at the finish line, okay, you know, the first 10 or 12 people roll through, and then it's like another 25 minutes.
Yep.
I could have had a pancake breakfast.
That's it.
So how do people register? How are we sending in funds and how are we registering runners?
We have the link on our Kirtland Criminal Justice Facebook page, and then you guys have it as well.
We do.
On the Q100 page.
Yeah. So if you go to Q100 Michigan and you'll find the link to register or to donate to the 5K. The torch run is pretty emblazoned on our website.
Right. Yeah, so. And we are going to have the torch. Special Olympics is coming.
Very
cool. We're going to have representatives there, and we're going to provide the torch, so the recruits will be running with the torch.
We don't lose sight of what the whole purpose of this is.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yep.
Anything else you want to touch on before I let you go?
The grant is still out there for law enforcement, and so if there's folks out there that are looking at getting into law enforcement, departments now have that state grant.
Yeah.
So you can get hired at 18 years old, sponsored by an agency, and then also the Corrections Academy is coming up here in a couple weeks, and
that's when that curriculum starts in a couple weeks for corrections.
April 3rd, I believe, is day one, and we have already surpassed what we did last year for the Corrections Academy.
Well,
we doubled it.
Well, I know there's. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of TV advertisement for corrections officers.
Yep.
And that's I hate to beat a dead horse, but we talk about this every time you're in.
Mm-hmm.
The wages
for
corrections officers, for police, sheriffs, whatever, are skyrocketing.
Right.
And, you know, what's really interesting to me, Chris, is that you're seeing a lot of younger people. Like every time I see somebody driving a police car, they look like they might not even have their driver's license, you know? I got pulled over by this guy, and I'm like, you're like my grandson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several in the academy right now that are 18, 19 years old. So,
but, they, you know, and I must say, even at this young age, they're extremely professional, extremely courteous. You know, you didn't seem like, well, what's this kid? I don't think this kid knows what he's doing.
Right. And that's the kind of person you want going into that profession.
Yeah.
You know, and then they can finish their degree at Kirtland.
And, you know, you can talk very briefly about a lot of different offshoots once you get your degree from Kirtland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've had, your career has traveled many paths. You don't have to, you're not going to be riding in a patrol car your whole life. Maybe you go into being a detective.
Right.
Maybe you go to be a consultant. There's a lot of different ways to you end up in a school.
Right, and you can transfer to a four-year school.
Yep.
And then go into the federal system. You know, there's just so many different pathways. So.
Yeah. Chris Perriott from Kirtland Community College and the Police Academy. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back. I had to clear the phone line there. T.I., are you with me?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Sorry for the little glitch. So talk to our audience a little bit about Gopher Wood.
Okay, so Gopher Wood is Gopher Wood Concert, and we are a nonprofit arts organization. We present live music performances from October through May, one a month. We do all of our performances at the Elks in downtown Cadillac.
Right.
It's open to the public. This is our 39th year presenting live, world-class live music to folks in and around Cadillac. And coming up on in a couple of weeks on April, I think it's the 8th, making sure that that's a Saturday.
Yep.
Yep. April 8th is our annual Gopher Wood fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah, and this is a load of fun. How we do it is there are many local and regional musicians who have not only participated in and played at and benefit from Gopher Wood, but support live music. And so we have a program that showcases local artists who all volunteer their time, and all the money raised goes toward our next season.
Right. It's kind of just like self-perpetuating, keeping the program going to fund the artists to come in and perform and keep live music alive in Cadillac.
Exactly, for 39 years. Even through the pandemic, when we could not meet in person, we figured out a way to provide to some of the people that we had scheduled to play, provided online performances that folks all joined in, and it was not as fun as being live and being in the room, but it sustained us. We've also gotten really good support from people who are sponsoring Gopher Wood, because as everybody who is in live music presentation realizes, since the pandemic, the numbers are down. People are just feeling more comfortable getting out, and it's out of their radar. So we've had folks who stepped up to become Gopher Wood sponsors by just writing us a check to support live music and not just buy tickets and come, and that really helps a lot.
Is there a charge for the fundraiser, T.I.?
Yes. Tickets are $20 for the general public and $10 for students.
Okay. And the fundraiser, does that include their refreshments, hors d'oeuvres? Give the lowdown on everything that's involved.
Okay. So the Elks has a bar. It's a cash bar that the Elks Club puts on. We will be having a silent auction with some, like, handmade art things, artisan kind of products, and also experiences. There's like golf outings that you can, a silent auction, you bid on them.
Right.
Cabin rentals, things like that. Concerts. We've had artists that have performed for us that have donated house concerts that you could bid on, and then they'll come play at your house. This year, I'm a storyteller and tell ghost stories, and this year I'm donating some scary campfire stories to the silent auction.
Yeah, we always donate something. Sometimes it's a golf experience. I'm going to look in the prize closet and see what we can dig up for the silent auction, because we love what's going on with Gopherwood in the whole live music experience.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
When's the next actual performance?
Well, this is a performance. So we have different musicians playing. Lake Effect Family Band is playing. New Third Coast is playing with Mary Sue Wilkinson. We've got Mark Lagerwey playing with a couple of a keyboardist and bass player, I believe.
Cool.
We've got Dave Dalton playing with a band. Who else is going to be there? Heather Kingman, who does PC Sings, is going to be there. Frank Youngman, who is one of the founding members of Gopherwood, will also perform. And he's a very well-known musician, plays with Jive at Five and many other different bands. So, yeah, there will be plenty of Zach Bunce is playing. He's a well-known performer. He plays with Thousand Watt Prophets as well. And Adam Joint, who is also a performing musician.
So, a full evening of entertainment.
A full evening of entertainment. So we'll have two sets. We'll put, you know, half of the performers will go the first set, each with just a short set of songs. So it should be really interesting, lots of variety with the music. And it's always fun because all of the folks, I coordinate the performance part of the festival, of the fundraiser. And so it's always people who really have a lot of fun with each other. There's a lot of laughter and collaboration. So it should be a great evening of music and community here in Cadillac.
T.I., I'm sure you have this on Facebook. What is that? Is it just Gopherwood?
Yes, go to Gopherwood Concert.
Okay. T.I. Shippers from the Gopherwood Concert Experience, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great Friday and a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Rizel Coyman, who is with Interlochen College, or what do you call it?
Interlochen Center for the Arts.
With the Interlochen Center for the Arts. And Rizel, we've been working together for a year now, but we haven't had you in on Northern Focus to kind of cover all the really cool things that are happening at Interlochen.
Yes.
It's such a treasure for Northern Michigan.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about Interlochen and really all the great things they're going to be offering our local community.
Yeah. So you got the Arts Discovery Day Camp. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So Arts Discovery is our new day camp offering that we have for the local community.
Okay.
Interlochen is world-renowned for our Summer Fine Arts Camp.
Sure.
And one thing that was missing was something for our local community, something that is flexible, something that is accessible, and that's where Arts Discovery comes in. So Arts Discovery is a flexible one-week session day camp that goes from June 19th to August 4th. So any of the weeks in there are open for enrollment. We have different themes like dance and music with yoga. We have nature ecology with hiking. And we have theater and public radio. Those are all the different types of themes that we have where the students will explore the arts at Interlochen, have an Interlochen experience, but still get to do the fun day camp things, the traditional day camp activities like tie-dye, swimming in the lake, ice cream parties, all that in, again, a flexible day camp offering.
Right, no overnight stay, which used to be a kind of a foible for people, for locals.
Yeah, and since our program is geared for ages 7 through 12, it really is kind of open to a nice age group, and, you know, your parents, you can be comfortable bringing your child to Interlochen and not have to worry about the whole sleepaway aspect.
Well, that's one of the appeals for the summer camp from people that are traveling all across the country, very intensive arts experience. This is a little bit more like the camp, you know, mom and dad have to work, drop the kids off, do some really cool things at Interlochen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's flexible. Again, you can do 1 week or you can do multiple weeks, totally up to you. So if you want to have more information about that, you can go to our website, interlochen.org/day Interlock-Camp.
Right. And just $350 a week. So, I mean, to get that Interlock and experience at that type of price is really a bargain and a great investment in your kids' summer enrichment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an engaging, it's a fun, and it's arts exploration. What more can you ask for?
Well, and while you're doing that, maybe the parents are looking at doing something at night because you are now rolling out individually some of the great shows that are happening at Interlochen.
Yes, so our summer arts festival concert series is going on sale. We've been announcing a lot of different shows like Styx,
yep.
Train, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, the Beach Boys, Lindsey Stirling, Green Sky Bluegrass.
Yeah, they're great.
So many more are yet to come.
Five for Fighting. So
yes, Five for Fighting, and we've got some more exciting announcements coming April 3rd.
Well, I'm sure you got like another 20 or 30 concerts to get to announce. So, you know, it's going to be a busy, busy season at Interlochen Center for the Performing Arts. And really cool that you know, you opened up at the very end of the season is the beer patio.
Yeah. So we tested it out last summer just for our August concerts to see if this is something that, one, the fans would love to experience, but also, two, to elevate our concert experience that we're offering in general. And so we're going to come back this summer for most of our main Kresge concerts, including, you know, the Styx, all the shows that are at Kresge. We're going to have that beer patio back again. It's a really beautiful spot overlooking the lake right next to Kresge.
Yeah.
You can get beer, you can get wine, you can get seltzer. It's a beautiful spot, tons of room for dancing, mingling. And you can also bring your drink into Kresge, so you don't have to be limited to only being on the beer patio.
Well, let's face it, you know, that was one of the things that people used to have a little knock about Kresge is that, you know, hey, it's rock and roll. I'd like to have a beer. So that is no longer an issue. And it when the select times that you had it last year, people were really, really loved it.
It was a really great experience, and I know we had J-Bo out there, and he got to see the beer patio in action, which was cool.
You've got a few other things that are not at Kresge that are still coming up very very soon at Interlochen, so talk about those.
Yeah, so this spring we've got a lot of great offerings. You know, Interlochen is a fine arts boarding school during the school year,
sure,
and we put on these high-level, world-class performances. So I'm really excited to announce a couple of different things that we've got going on this spring. Starting off in April, we've got April 12th at Corson Auditorium. We are partnering with the National Writer Series to bring in the award-winning poet Ross Gay. He is a New York Times bestseller.
Uh-huh.
He is just an overall fascinating person who's going to be coming to speak at Interlochen about his creative writing process and about his essays and just kind of do a really great conversation. Ari Makdad from the National Writer Series will be hosting the event and leading the conversation for what I imagine is going to be an absolutely engaging evening.
Oh, yeah. You know, poetry ties in not only with writing, but music and lyrics and everything else.
Absolutely.
So I know the students are going to be really involved in seeing that discussion. And
yeah, actually, all the students are going to be at that event. Ross Gay is a really important writer for our community. All the students have been reading one of his books as part of like their curriculum.
Right.
So they're all going to be at this event. But we're opening it to the community as well, just because it's a fascinating poet to come to Traverse City.
The National Writer Series has, you know, been in Traverse City for a long time, so it's a perfect extension to have some of those events at Interlochen.
Absolutely. So again, that is April 12th at Corson Auditorium.
And then you and I were talking about this because I am kind of a George Gershwin fan, and you're having the Gershwin Gala.
Yeah, well, actually, we've got a lot of Gershwin coming through. So this spring, we are in Gershwin mode. So the Gershwin Gala is going to be on Saturday, April 22nd.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have our spring musical, An American in Paris. That's going to be May 5 through 7. Both of those events are at Corson Auditorium. Gershwin Gala is going to be this really amazing evening of performances with multidisciplinary performances from all of our different majors representing and celebrating the legacy of Gershwin's music.
Yeah.
So we'll have jazz vocalists, we'll have jazz pianists, we'll have the orchestra performing. You're going to be hearing all of
interludes
the best.
From the different musicals and it with dance and
oh,
some
dance
of them.
Is going to be represented. We're gonna have a little preview of An American in Paris. And the most exciting part is that it is not. It's all Gershwin, all of the hits. You're going to hear Rhapsody in Blue, you're going to hear Summertime, mm-hmm. and you're going to hear it in a really cool showcase that really showcases all the different disciplines that we have at Interlochen.
Sure, with, you know, all these budding musicians that are training at Interlochen, you know, the centerpiece musicals that you have like Nutcracker and The Winter, and now this is going to be fascinating, American in Paris. So many people have seen the movie with Gene Kelly. We'll get to see it performed in the theater setting,
adaptation.
The stage setting, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a beautiful musical. It's absolutely stunning. The music is incredible. The choreography is just breathtaking.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to a musical at Interlochen or even any of our theater productions, you would know that this is like
top-notch.
Not your normal high school production.
No.
This is something else, and they are so talented, so we're really excited about that. Again, the Gershwin Gala is Saturday, April 22nd, and American in Paris is May 5 through 7.
So all this information is available at interlochen.org. Just check out the different tabs and get your tickets or get more information. I'm going to get some tickets for the Gershwin Gala because Cheryl and I will just really want to bask in that whole experience.
Of course. Oh, and I forgot to mention, a really unique thing about the Gershwin Gala
uh-huh.
is we are going to have a special guest pianist attending and performing alongside our students. We are going to have Kevin Cole. He is from Bay City.
Mm-hmm.
He is highly regarded by the Gershwin family specifically as one of the most beloved interpreters of Gershwin music. So he is a really... You know, if you're into the Gershwin world and piano music, like he is going to be at our show. It's going to be an amazing performance. And afterwards, for the first time, we are going to be offering a free reception after the Gershwin Gala with refreshments. And you will have a chance to meet with Cole and it's
and the students who performed. And yeah, that's going to be really neat.
It's going to be a really nice event. So,
yeah, I think it's really important to keep that style of American music alive and thriving.
Yes.
That's one of the things that Interlochen does so well.
Mm-hmm.
Rizel Coyman, thank you so much for joining us here on Northern Focus. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you so much.
And great for you to bringing up, like as I said at the beginning, Interlochen is such a Northern Michigan treasure, and the more that we can interact with the people around Interlochen, I think is great for culture here in the Traverse City area.
And, you know, if I want to leave with one last thing, is that every single dollar of every ticket, of every beer purchase, of every enrollment for day camp, the Arts Discovery, all of that money goes right back into student scholarships so that we can support bringing the next rock stars of tomorrow to Interlochen.
Well, we're all for that here at Q100. All right, thank you. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but I'm live on the phone with John Van Wagener, who is the superintendent of TCAPS. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, JC. Happy to be on the radio this morning.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a while since we've had you on. So bring our audience a little up to date. What's going on at TCAPS? I know there's some very exciting news that you and I talked about a couple days ago that you wanted to touch on as well.
Yeah, lots of great things going on. Finishing the winter and all of our great all of our academic programs and our art programs, and we got Into the Woods coming to Traverse City Central soon, and finishing up all of our winter sports seasons and starting spring sports already, and just doing a lot, taking a look at all of our facilities across the district and just really trying to get an idea of where we as TCAPS head in the next 10 years with all of our buildings and grounds across the district.
And there's been some news about an indoor sports complex.
Yeah, so our board heard a presentation from Indoor Sports Coalition, a group within Traverse City that has been talking for quite a few different years about possibilities of indoor complexes. And so they had a presentation for our board to learn more. I think our board is definitely interested in hearing more about it, ways in which we might be able to try and find some support maybe at the state level. You've seen various things across Michigan of opportunities for funding that have happened, such as in the Upper Peninsula. They appropriated $25 million for a ski jump up there. And so we're interested in seeing if we can be a part of a group that can try and maybe work with our legislators to make sure some of those tax dollars that we're seeing downstate of the $260 million that's being given for a battery plant down in Marshall and different things in the Metro Detroit area, can Northern Michigan maybe get our share, and maybe we can work with this Indoor Sports Coalition to advocate for some state funds to be able to build something that, that generates economic activity and opportunities for our kids in Northern Michigan.
Yeah, I saw actually it was mentioned at TC Tourism at their board a meeting a couple weeks ago. So I know there's a lot of eyeballs on this.
There are. I think that, you know, when you look at people that are wanting to maybe move to the Traverse City region, you know, they sit and say, what kind of amenities are here maybe for my family and for my kids? And, you know, across the Metro Detroit or Metro Grand Rapids area, there's a ultimate soccer zone or a major sports complex.
Right.
You know, within 5 miles generally of where they're at, the Legacy Center in Brighton and some of those things. And you look to Northern Michigan, and we have Great Wolf Lodge, you know, for a great opportunity for young kids. But for those kind of things, we really don't have that. And, you know, and many times our kids will go to these tournaments and things downstate, and you know, they do pretty good, but they kind of run into a buzzsaw. Maybe these kids that get the opportunity of all winter long to play indoors. And so this is an opportunity for us to look at, but I think our board is cognizant of wanting that, put the burden anymore on maybe our local taxpayers as much as
right.
as much federal money and state money that's being
or
across, you know, southern Michigan that wins maybe northern Michigan's turn, especially the Grand Traverse region for that. So I think that we're going to continue to look and talk with our legislators and see, hey, can we get a chunk up here to maybe provide something like that for our kids in our community?
Yeah, or, you know, get some heavy-duty sponsors involved in some naming rights for a facility, something along those lines.
Absolutely. I think all those things are on the table. And, like I said, our board's just in an exploratory phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, we're going to take some visits at some of these that have been built downstate so they get an idea of what that looks like. And they have concerns such as, you know, how much does it cost to operate it?
Sure.
And maintenance. How do you make sure you keep money in a pot so when you need to replace the turf in 12 years, how do you do that? Or if you need a new roof in 20, you know, and make sure that's not a burden on our school district where it's taking out of money out of classrooms and those things. So, you know, I think there's some ways to maybe look at doing it. Again, some support from the state maybe is possible. So that's where we're at, is just that exploratory phase. And our board's interested in learning more, but really not yet at a commitment,
okay.
you know, of anything at all financial. And I think that they would prefer right now to look at, are there other resources out there first to be able to see before, you know, we go down any of that kind of road. So, again, I think in the next 30, 45 days, we're going to take some downstate visits. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
John, I know we still have a couple of months left in the school year. Is enrollment open for next fall yet?
It is. We're already starting right now with our enrollment for our buildings. One exciting thing in TCAS is we have many, many parents that have chosen that maybe their kid's not quite ready for a full kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they were a young five-year-old. You know, and so we are offering in every building program a junior kindergarten next year, which is brand new for TCAS. So parents have their choice if they want to enroll their student in a regular kindergarten or if they want to give them that extra ability to get prepared for kindergarten for the following year, but maybe they're above preschool. That junior kindergarten level is now open, and we're excited to have enrollments across every building in our district. For parents to be able to look at that. So we're doing those enrollments now. So anybody has an interest, you can go to TCAPS.net/enroll and check that out. You can call our offices or you can call the local elementary school and they can help you on that process and get you started and get you slotted in for school for next year.
One last question. We're talking to John Van Wagner, who's the superintendent of TCAPS. The last time we had you on, John, you know, was right after the announcement of the reduced busing schedule. Where does that stuff stand now?
So, you know, we're really excited. We just actually released it last night that we've been able to hire about 5 new bus drivers.
Wow.
So we are actually able to reinstate our full transportation system after spring break. So we're off here this next week for spring break. But when we come back, we will have that. But as an added bonus, something that really came out of that was our partnership with BATA,
uh-huh,
our Regional Transportation Authority. And so they are still going to offer many routes for kids that, you know, maybe they have athletics after school or somewhere maybe do a job or something like that. And so BATA is still going to work with us to offer additional opportunities for kids at our high schools. And so really excited about that. So in a way, we'll actually have a better system than we had before we had to, you know, go to a system reduced without having enough drivers. At that same point, I will tell you that we could still use some drivers. We're, you know, still 12. We were 12 down, and we're 5 at this point. Well, I know we do have at least one retirement coming up here. So for next year, and driving, great pay, great benefits, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and would really like to still have some people who have that interest come on board, and we can use employees across so many of our different employee opportunities still. So if anybody's out there and looking for a job and want to do some things to help some great kids, we'd love to have an interview. We have open interviews at our office, our boardman office right off of 8th Street, and would love to talk to anybody at any time that has an interest in a job with TCAPS.
John Van Wagner, superintendent of TCAPS, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, John, and thanks for your continued efforts on the behalf of all our students.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it, JC.
All right. There you go. That is going to do it for us here on Northern Focus. Thanks so much to all of our guests today. Don't forget about the Gopherwood fundraiser happening April 8th. You can go to Gopherwood Concerts on Facebook to learn more about that. And you can also go to the Kirtland Community College Foundation to learn more about scholarships. I've got a message here, and then just a little bit of music before Joe Mama comes in at 10 o'clock. I will be back here in my seat, the Friday-only edition of the JC in the Afternoon Show. I'm going to head across the hallway here in a few moments for Friday Face-Off on our Up North Sports Radio platform with Keith Gave and Rich Calkins. Thanks again to Kirtland Community College for sponsoring Northern Focus.